在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
BBC
learningenglish.com。
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and this is Weekender. This weekend, as well as the World Cup football, there's another big sporting event that I'll be watching, and that's Wimbledon. Wimbledon is one of the four major tennis competitions in the year, and is played on the grass of the South London All England Lawn Tennis Club. The main court at Wimbledon is known as Centre Court,And over the years, players such as John McEnroe, Martina Navratilova, Roger Federer and Venus Williams have played and won there. But it's not just the players that get to work on the centre court. There is also the umpire, who controls the match and keeps the score, and the line judges. The line judges are there to watch to see if balls land out of the court. They make important decisions which sometimes make the players very angry. But they don't get paid for this. They are volunteers. Veronica Mondela is one of these volunteers. We caught up with her on the centre court to find out more about what's involved in being a line judge or lines person. And first, we asked her why she wanted to do the job.
Why did I want to be a lines person? Well, simply because I love tennis and I used to play a lot of tennis when I was younger. I quickly realized that I was never going to make the grades to play on center court. And so I thought, well, the only way to get to center court is to be a lines person. And I have got on center court.
Veronica used to play tennis, but she said that she was never going to make the grade, to make the grade. This expression means to be good enough to do something successfully. She realized that she wasn't good enough to be a top professional player, but she could still get to centre court by being a line judge. Apart from having good eyesight and knowing the laws of the game, what qualities do you think it takes to be a line umpire?
The qualities that you need as a line umpire, you need to hold your nerve. Sometimes it can be intimidating, especially when a player is unhappy with your call. And you need to be confident about your call. So you need to have a loud, confident voice. And if a player is unhappy, you need to hold your nerve. So it's all about confidence, really.
Being a line umpire is all about confidence, Veronica says. You have to have a loud, confident voice. You have to be confident about your call. And importantly, you also have to hold your nerve. To hold your nerve, to be strong and not change your mind if a player disagrees with your call. It can be, she says, intimidating at times.You can feel a lot of pressure, but you have to hold your nerve.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.
Walking out onto the centre court at Wimbledon is an experience not many of us have had or are likely to have. So what's it like? How does it feel?
You know, when you walk out onto centre court and the people begin to clap...and you're waiting for the players to come, that feeling, you can never get used to it. Centre Court, Wimbledon, is really special. And every time you walk out on court, it feels like a special time. I don't think I'll ever tire of walking out onto Centre Court. You do feel nervous, and you feel the excitement. You feel a little tension. It's only when the first ball is hit...that you begin to sort of get into it. And also when you make your first call, especially if it's a fault or out call because you've got your voice out there and then you get into the match.
Veronica describes it as a very special feeling, one she will never tire of, one she'll never get bored of. There are nerves and excitement, but once the first ball is hit, and particularly once you've made your first call...When you shout that the ball was out or the service was a fault, that's when you begin to get into it, to feel involved and more relaxed. Of course, sometimes the players argue with the line judges and the umpires when they think that they've made a mistake. Has Veronica ever made a mistake? This is what she said when we asked her.
Of course I have, but I won't tell you which ones.
That's all from this edition of Weekender. I'm off home now to watch some tennis.
BBC. LearningEnglish.com.